GDP waits for nobody. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. This Thursday, we're going to find out what happened to U.S. GDP in the second quarter. Spoiler alert, it's going to be grim. It is also a reminder that as Republicans and Democrats negotiate the next coronavirus relief package, the economy is not waiting around. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to get GDP numbers for the second quarter on Thursday. How important is that number going to be?
Well, I think it's pretty important as a benchmark of where this economy is. They are going to show the worst decline in GDP that we've really seen in the post-war era. This is the deepest recession that we've seen since World War II. But I think almost immediately people will be pointing to a recovery in the third quarter numbers. And we do expect a bounce back, but it's only a partial bounce back. I think that's the most important thing for people to gather. Because of this widespread pandemic, unfortunately, this is kind of a V-interrupted recovery, and things will be slower for the next few months, next few quarters. Really, until we have a vaccine in place, it's going to be hard for this economy to fully recover.
Well, meanwhile, we have Republicans and Democrats and the White House debating the next round of stimulus to get us through this. They are still negotiating. How long do we have before there are negative economic consequences of nothing getting passed?
Well, unfortunately, the negotiations seem to be coming down to the wire and probably past the wire in terms of economic harm. I mean, it really would be a good thing to have a package in place right now, because particularly for low-income workers who've been laid off, there's rent to be paid. There are a lot of basic economic uncertainties. I do think a deal will be struck, because I think neither side can afford to be the side that scuppers a deal that's so necessary here. But I think this delay for a week or two or maybe more into August, that is quite damaging for an economy that's already really in pretty bad shape here.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
There are around 750,000 miles of telecom cables running under the oceans and seas, enough to wrap around the Earth 17 times. Even with all those wires, demand for high-speed internet is on the rise and will push up against supply. Google is adding a new undersea cable network, which it says will upgrade existing lines. The BBC's Rory Kethlen-Jones has more on that.
The new cable will stretch across the Atlantic from the east coast of the United States to Cornwall in the UK, with another branch landing at Bilbao in northern Spain. It will be named Grace Hopper after an American computer scientist and Rear Admiral, and the project is expected to be completed by 2022. Undersea cables are usually built by consortiums of telecoms companies and carry 98% of the world's data. This is the fourth cable that Google has built on its own. The company says it needs an internet connection that can be relied on in case other transatlantic cables suffer damage. I'm the BBC's Rory Kethlen-Jones for Marketplace.
Social media companies built their businesses around a key provision in U.S. law that largely shields them from liability for what their users do on their platforms. It's called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. It goes way back to 1996. Now, the Trump administration has launched its second salvo in a battle to reinterpret that law. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Section 230 shields internet companies from liability if they make a good faith effort to limit objectionable material on their platforms while not directly influencing content. The Trump administration is asking the Federal Communications Commission to clarify what a good faith effort means. Would it include limiting speech that doesn't violate terms of service? Would any censorship require a reasoned explanation or an appeals process? The Commerce Department on Monday filed a petition for the FCC to interpret Section 230. Some Republican senators back the move, claiming social media companies have been overly partisan. FCC action could fundamentally reshape the online landscape, everything from Facebook posts to user reviews on Amazon and Yelp. The petition is the result of an executive order President Trump signed in late May, seeking to limit legal protections for online platforms. That move came just days after Twitter, for the first time, fact-checked one of the president's posts. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
It can be hard enough keeping up with all the changes in this economy happening day to day, let alone managing our own personal economies. But how about explaining all that to your kids? Marketplace has a new podcast out now for kids and their families. It's called Million Bazillion. The new episode out today is all about teaching your kids how to negotiate. The host is Jed Kim, and he joins me now. Hi, Jed.
Hey, Sabri.
So why a podcast for kids about money, and why now?
Well, we know we're doing a not so great job in the U.S. of talking to our kids about money. Our financial literacy is not really being taught in schools, and a lot of parents just find it too uncomfortable to talk about, so it doesn't happen. And, you know, these are basic skills that are really, if they don't have it, going to leave kids kind of at a severe disadvantage. And I mean, it's really important right now, especially because during this COVID pandemic, money's really tough to talk about.
So what are we learning about in today's new episode? It's about negotiation that could be dangerous territory for kids and parents.
Right. This is actually a question that came to us, a request from a parent, not a kid, because the parent was saying, my kid just kind of won't stop bugging me, asking for things. And we figured, well, maybe we can teach kids a better way to try to get things that they want instead of throwing fits or just pestering with repeated requests. Instead, we took a kid who's named Ruby, and she wanted a cell phone. And we paired her up with an expert who took her through the process and kind of gave her tips on the best way to go about trying to negotiate for something.
One thing I always tell people to do is step away from the negotiation for a little while and think about it. Can you respond or think of some solutions or ideas about what might make it less expensive for them?
Okay.
Any ideas?
Well, maybe I could pay half the cost. They could pay half the cost.
That's terrific.
Okay, so that negotiation episode could actually be beneficial for parents and not just kids. What else are you going to cover this season?
Well, we talked about in our first episode where money came from, how it was invented. And we're going to also talk about how the prices for things like pizza get set and how you can fight against advertising. Another thing you're going to hear throughout the episodes is celebrity voices. We're excited to say that we have contributions from Kristen Bell and LeVar Burton and others.
Jed Kim, host of Million Bazillion, a new kids podcast from Marketplace. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to listen.
Thank you.
The second episode of Million Bazillion is out now wherever you get your podcasts and online at marketplace.org/million. New episodes are out every Tuesday until the end of August. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.